Hello, hello, hello. So this podcast is going to be a lot different than some of my other ones. Like some of my other ones, I definitely give you more tactical things to implement in your business. But this one, I want to share with you a bunch of the things I use every single day to help me in my business. So like apps and organization and all those things, okay? So if you don't have a piece of paper, you might want to take out a notebook or something and write them down or whatever you need to do. But these are things I use every single day that help me with my business, okay? So I'm just gonna like go down the list and I hope you get some value. I hope these are some things that can help you make your business run easier and smoother, okay? So some of the apps I use every single day is Remind. Remind is a text service. There's also like Textedly and some other ones, but set up some type of VIP list for your customers, okay? So that they can have a way for you to mass send them information, value. If it's a sales, you can do sales on it. I have a couple different ones. I have one that's literally just for people to get my meal plans every week. I have one that is just for people to get the ketone cell information. I have it for my photography business as well. I have one that is specifically for portrait photography, and then I do boudoir, and that's a separate one because not everyone wants that kind of stuff. Yeah, no. So I have two there. But it is a way for me to be able to mass send out information to those that want it without like keeping a paper list and trying to remember and spending all the time to individually message them somewhere, right? So that is number one, having some type of text service. Number two, I use Canva like crazy. I do have the paid version now, but I went many, 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 many years without having to pay for it because I didn't like, I just... Anyways, without paying for it. So if you're just running up, like I pay for it because of my photography. So if you're in photography, it might be beneficial there. But for my basic online network marketing business, the free version did its job amazing. So Canva is a website where you can create graphics and stuff like that. They have tons of templates that are free, already made up. You just go in, you can add your own photos, you can change up the text, all those things, and make pretty little graphics for whatever you need. And I use it probably like 20 times a day, okay? The third one is Pixar. So I love Pixar. Again, I don't pay for it. I use the free version. You can do skin smoothing, change up exposure, basic photo editing things to just like kind of spruce your photos up a little bit and give them that pop to make them a little more professional looking. Because let's face it, people like the clean, crisp, clear, pretty good photos, right? They want them to be like cleaned up and they attract more people when they're like that. So I use that to kind of just spruce up my photos on the go because not all of us can just sit there and like get professional photos done every day. Like that's not realistic, right? So being able to take a photo on your phone and then go and edit it and give it a little pop is amazing. The next one that goes with that is I use Lens Buddy. Now, at this time, I do believe Lens Buddy is only available for iPhones. I could be wrong. If you're Android, just come to the iPhone side. It's fine. You can use portrait mode. I'm assuming Androids have portrait mode also. But basically, Lens Buddy is like taking pictures on portrait mode, but in the aspect of wanting to take multiple photos. So I know before I started using this app, I would have to pop my phone up on whatever I used, set it to burst, and then I would click it with a timer and I would do a burst and then I would go pick which one out of the burst I liked the most. And it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right? So with Lens Buddy, what happens is you can set up how many photos you want in your burst. You can set up a time limit between each photo taken. So I usually have mine set that it takes a photo every 3 seconds or every 5 seconds, depending on what I'm doing. But what happens is it keeps going and you can do unlimited. You can make it take 250 photos. You can do 50, you can do 10, whatever. You can do a custom amount. But what happens is it just saves so much time because instead of running back and forth, resetting the timer and stuff on my phone, I can take a gazillion photos and it just goes. And I know on Android, I think y'all have like the wave thing. So same thing, but utilize those tools to make it easier for you to do what you need to do. The next one is called PostoBot, and what it does, or PostoPlan, sorry. And what it does is I have my support chat and my team chats in Telegram. I do this because I don't want it on Facebook. Facebook is for other things, okay? Like, so I keep my customer chat and my team chat on Telegram on a separate one. That way I have access to them there. So what PostoPlan will do is you can schedule out posts to be dropped in those Telegrams with that website. It is a paid website. It's not super expensive, but it is paid. And so I utilize it, and my support chat loves this. So like for my support chat, I have every month I schedule out recipes that are keto and low carb to drop in there for them every single day. So they're getting recipes and getting value. I have workouts that I will schedule out for them to drop. I will have tips that'll schedule out, and they love it. They know it's scheduled, but it's still giving them value. And it makes my life easier on the business end, because I can have my VA, which is a whole nother topic, but I do have a virtual assistant. I give her the task. She will go and schedule out different recipes for them for the full month, workouts, all these things. And then it's done for the month, and that frees up so much of my time. Okay. So doing something like that, or if you don't want to have the paid PostoPlan, Telegram still allows you to schedule out posts. It just takes a little more time. But if you can time block off and, like, you know, schedule out for the full month or whatever through that, that works as well too. Whatever works best for you. But using Telegram for those bigger chats like that is amazing, to be able to schedule out posts like that. The next one is Artful Agenda. This is also a paid one as well, but it is straight up like having a paper, like one of the pretty paper planners that we all love but then never use, and they sit on your desk and you paid like $50 for it, but then you don't ever use it because you don't carry it around with you everywhere. Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm not carrying a paper planner everywhere, and I don't remember to like sit down at my desk and write shit down after I've like learned about it while I was out and about, right? Like, it just doesn't work that way. So what I love is that it is a digital paper planner like that, and it's pretty. It has all the aesthetics, but it is online. So there's an app for your phone, and you can view it on the website, and they sync together. It also syncs with other calendars like your Google, your Apple, all those things. So it pulls it all in there. There's notes sections. There's a way to set up reminders. There's a way to put tasks in there. You can schedule out tasks. You can do rollover tasks. So for me, like, my follow-up list is on there, and I can add people to it daily, and I click for it to roll over. So if I don't mark that it is done, or I'm done with that task or that whatever it is, it will roll over to the next day. So like Monday, if my to-do list was crazy and I didn't get it all done, anything I didn't mark off, I can have set to roll over, and it rolls over to Tuesday so that I can get it done Tuesday instead. And so it helps with me with my follow-up list and all those things, and it's so beneficial. The next one is Boards. Boards is a keyboard app, okay? So what happens is you can go in there, you can create folders with text replacements. And I know all of our phones have text replacements. This sounds crazy. Like, why would I go get a keyboard app when we have text replacements? Trust me, it is next level, okay? So even, like, especially if you run a team, okay? If you run a team and you need, like, messages and scripts or cell information or whatever that they can access and click also, this is where you need to go. Boards app, okay? So you can create a board, and you can have links on there. You can have so I'm going to use ketones, for example. So we have a program called The Jump, and I hope this like lays over into your, like, obviously you take this and implement it into your personal business, how it works for you, but this is the easiest way for me to explain it. So we have our Jump program. It's every single month, 14 days, like, it doesn't change, right? So we have our scripts that talk about our pricing, getting enrolled, basic FAQ, stuff like that, that's asked over and over and over and over and over and over and over as you're talking to people. And so we have a board for The Jump, and I'm able to create the board. It has the graphics for our program information. It has our scripts with our pricing information, are, what it is, all these things that is right in that board. And I can share that with my team. And so they have the Boards app, and then they can go on there and just click the Boards app, tap the message they need to send, and then click send, and it sends it to their customers. So instead of me having to like go and teach every single one of them, I can be like, it's in the Boards app for you guys. We got it ready. Let's rock and roll. It makes everyone's life easier, okay? So Boards, and then the next one is TextBlaze. So if you are not an Apple person, when it comes to your laptop, computers, whatever. So I have an Apple phone, but I have a PC computer, right? So like all these Apple people can just like sync their stuff up and it rocks and rolls and whatever. However, I cannot. My PC does not have that. So on my PC, I use and it's for Chrome. It's a Chrome extension. And they have a free version. I used the free version for a very, very long time. I do pay now because I have with running two businesses, I needed more like scripts or text replacements available. So I did go ahead and upgrade mine because of that. However, I did run just my network marketing business off of it in the free version for a very long time. But it is a text replacement extension for Chrome. So you can use text replacements on your computer in your Facebook messages and your whatever messages you're doing on Chrome on the website. So it is so beneficial and makes life super, super easier and just flow. I mean, it takes a minute to set up. Yep, you got to put in all those scripts and text replacements and everything, but like you will save time in the long run, okay? So those are just some of the apps I use daily to make my life easier. And then organization-wise, something I do is I color code my messages on Facebook so that I know kind of where I am with them. So like my customers get a green theme. My people that have only bought ketone trials, I make their chat purple. If they are international, I change their chat to yellow because we have different prices for outside of the US and I want to make sure I'm giving them proper information. So that way things that trigger in my mind. Another thing I do is I also change their nickname. Okay. So you can go in on Facebook messages and on their nickname and I will put squares and there's different colored squares that link up with that as well. And so my customers get a green square and then it's their name. My, again, international, they have an orange or yellow square. Trial people have a purple square, etc., right? And if it's anybody that doesn't want ketone information any longer, I put a red one and I change your chat theme to red. That way myself and my VA know to respect their wishes and not send them ketone information. But what helps with the emojis and the nickname is when you go into your Facebook messages and you're needing to send information out to customers, like current customers real quick. Say you have a special going on that is only for existing customers, right? You can put in that green square emoji in your search and it's going to pull up all those people that have the green square in their nickname. And it's just easier to find them, especially if you're out on the go and doing life, right? So there's that one. I use Excel sheets a lot. They are like having things listed out and keeping track of names and stuff like that is going to help you with your follow-up. So definitely just keep track of things there. I, again, have a list of all the people in my group and whether they are in there because they want the supplement information or whether they're in there just for resources. And I keep the two separate lists because the people that are just in there for resources, I want to make sure that I'm just providing them information on resources. And the people that are in there for ketones and resources, I want to make sure I'm giving them that additional ketone information as well. So having that is extremely beneficial there. And then this is something I do that I've not really met anyone else that does it very much. Some people on my team do. But every time I talk about this, people are like, whoa, that's a great idea. So I have what I call a lives notebook, okay? So I keep a notebook that is full of just lot information I can go live over. So like anything I can go live about or make a podcast about or train about or make a post about, whatever, I keep it in this notebook with like basically, what are they called? Like points, I guess, whatever. That way I literally don't have an excuse not to go live. I have value here that I can give because I keep the lives notebook. or I have podcasts I can make, or I have posts I can make, because I keep it all in this notebook where I can go through and easily just go live and have the pinpoints for you guys to learn from, etc. But I found that this helped with my newer members on my team a lot, because they can go in there, take their notebook, they can write out some notes, sit down. I personally have content planning days. And so I will go in and I'll like content create, right? And plan and whatnot. And I will add a couple pages of lives and content. I can do podcasts and lives over, etc. And then I have it there ready to go for when I need it. So like right now, I am using my lives notebook to talk to you guys about these things I do daily in my business to help me. It's in my notebook. And then I can come and teach it again later because the notes are already there. After I do this podcast, I could go do a live over it because all the notes are already there, etc. So that's something I found super beneficial. And because we like recreate content, guys, like after so many days, your audience on all your platforms are completely new anyways. So after like 30 days, go back and you can redo those lives that you already have notes for, because you're going to hit an entirely different audience at that point. So I hope those things helped you guys. I know this was a bit longer of a podcast for y'all, and definitely different than the mindset and like other business things I give you guys. But I hope it brings you value, and I hope it helps you run your business a lot easier, a lot smoother, all those things, so that you can just really, really utilize your time to the best of your ability, right? Because we all have the same 24 hours. It's just how we use it. So if you got value from this, I would love for you to screenshot, share it on your IG, and tag me. It's at Leslie_Vivian_. I love and appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you all later.